This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Sunday it launched airstrikes targeting thousands of rocket launchers to foil what it called an imminent attack from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Israel's military also hit Hamas targets in Gaza, all ahead of ceasefire talks in Egypt. VOA's Arash Arvasati reports.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, as provided by the social media platform X.
We have a very volatile situation in the Middle East. We have had that for a long time now. The good news is it appears that both Hezbollah and Israel are trying to de-escalate. I hope that happens, and I hope we reach a ceasefire with Hamas, Israel and Hamas, as soon as possible.
And while the violent uptick grounded some flights out of Israel's Ben-Gurion International Airport, for now at least it seems not to have triggered a larger-scale conflict in the region. Arash Arvasati, VOA News.
Israel's military said on Sunday polio vaccines for more than 1 million people have been delivered to Gaza after the first confirmed case of the disease in the territory in a quarter century. Ongoing fighting and unrest have challenged humanitarian efforts during more than 10 months of war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says former U.S. President Donald Trump has signaled his support for Ukraine and said he wants to stop the war with Russia. Zelensky told Indian reporters in an interview posted on his social media channel on Sunday, in which Indian broadcaster ANI said was filmed on Friday.
During the war time, yes, we had one phone call. So I only had messages that he will support Ukraine and will do everything how to stop the war and to do everything Ukraine be independent, European.